JazzCast Pros.
On today's episode of the Doze Podcast, we're venturing into an often overlooked realm of rest, spiritual rest, a key component in our quest for holistic well-being, and a topic that resonates deeply with many on their journey to better sleep and improve personal growth. This type of rest isn't necessarily about religion or spirituality in the traditional sense. It can also be about finding meaning, purpose, and a sense of belonging in the world. Hello, and welcome back to the Doze Podcast, where we dive deep into the transformative power of sleep and explore all facets of rest. I'm your host, Soda Kuchkowski, your trusted sleep coach and guide, here to help you optimize your day so that you can take back your night. For our final episode in our rest series, we're channeling our spiritual rest. In its simplest terms, spiritual rest is the deep sense of peace and fulfillment that occurs from feeling connected to something greater than yourself. It involves activities or practices that align with your values, beliefs, and purpose, and it can lead you to a state of inner calm and rejuvenation. Spiritual rest is the rest you find in connection, meaning, and purpose. It's not just about religious practices. It's about aligning your inner values and finding peace in your beliefs and actions. In today's fast-paced world, where the hustle and bustle can drown out your inner voice, finding spiritual rest has become even more crucial than ever. So how do you know if you are experiencing a spiritual rest deficit? You can ask yourself questions like, do you feel disconnected from your sense of purpose or meaning in life? Do you find that you're struggling to find peace and tranquility in your daily routine? Or do you feel like you're constantly searching for something more without knowing what it is? If you answered yes to any of these questions, it might be time to explore ways to incorporate more spiritual rest into your life. Daily spiritual deficits can manifest themselves in various ways, such as feeling a lack of direction or experiencing overwhelming cynicism or struggling with a sense of being perpetually lost. These signs can indicate a deeper need for reconnection with your spiritual self and can highlight the importance of nurturing this aspect of rest. When we're looking to avoid a spiritual rest deficit, it requires intentional actions and practices. So looking at things like mindfulness and meditation, and taking time to dedicate space for silence and reflection, and allowing yourself to connect with your inner thoughts and your feelings. Spending time in nature to foster a sense of peace and grounding. And creative expression, engaging in activities that allow you to express your inner self, such as writing or painting or playing music. And avoiding a spiritual rest deficit requires intentional actions and practices. Recovery involves actively seeking out connections and practices that replenish your spiritual energy. So looking at engaging with a community that shares your values or spiritual interests. This could be a meditation group, a religious congregation, or a volunteer organization. Incorporating rituals or practices into your daily life that align with your spiritual beliefs and provide a sense of purpose. And last, engaging in reflection and gratitude. Regularly reflecting on what you're thankful for and what brings you joy. This is where incorporating a daily gratitude check can be really helpful. And a good time is when you wake up or when you lie your head down for the night, so it helps to redirect your thoughts. And to further our discussion on ways to actively engage in spiritual rest, I'm once again joined by Kelly Marie Wolford. She's a respected mental health advocate and founder of Front Seat Life. Drawing from her personal experiences with mental health challenges, she's dedicated to improving access to mental health care, particularly in BIPOC communities. Beyond her advocacy work, her role as an elder highlights her commitment to the importance of spiritual rest in achieving mental wellness. Kelly, thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful to have you here today. With spiritual rest, we know that this is about connection, meaning, purpose. So spiritual rest isn't just about, you know, religion, but it's about connecting to community, thinking about it in terms of something higher than yourself or outside of yourself, right? That kind of leads to that. So given your involvement with impacting Love Global Ministries and your community volunteer work, how important is the role of community and spirituality in supporting mental health and providing a sense of belonging and support?
It's key, Soda. It's really the cornerstone of spirituality and spiritual rest. I don't believe that you can be spiritually healthy without having those components of good mental health, having a sense of belonging, and of having that support system. It may look different from person to person, from community to community, but those are the key elements that I believe we have to have in order for that space to exist.
Now, how would you encourage someone to engage in spiritual rest? I mean, I talk about volunteering because that's filling your cup, right? There's like the example of like you're a teacher and you're completely drained, but if you go to like volunteer your time, tutoring, it kind of fills you in a different way that like your everyday drains you. So a lot of times burnout comes from doing not enough of the things that we love. Do you have like any advice in terms of how to fill that spiritual cup?
Be open to finding what fills you. It's different for different people. Like walking in the grass with no shoes on and just feeling the dirt beneath your feet connects you to the earth. For me, there's something about that that moves me, right? And so someone else might be like, that's nasty. I'm not going to take off my shoes and what, like, so that wouldn't work for them. And so just being open and trying new things, it may be, you know, volunteering at a senior center versus volunteering with youth at the community center. It may be, you know, painting mailboxes and donating them to Goodwill for like, but to go out and just find and touch and feel and talk and figure out what that thing is or that group of things are that moves you and fills your cup.
No, absolutely. And I say, you know, there's kind of two ends. Like some people are not, you know, necessarily as extroverted, but there are a number of different ways to connect with different organizations, you know, whether it be through, you know, social media channels or things like Eventbrite. There's always places to find, you know, members of a community that share the same interests as you. Even volunteering at a church, there's a number of different programs that a lot of community churches are involved in. So there's a lot of ways that you can kind of step outside of your element, because I think it's really important to reconnect in that way. On a personal note, how has your own understanding and practice of spiritual rest evolved through your journey? And how has it impacted your resilience and advocacy in mental health?
So we'll just start with 2013. Started out with more of a hustle mindset, even with spirituality, right? I got to pray more, go to church more, do more. Like I needed to do more. And that is not what I actually needed. I needed to take a step back. I needed to see God in the grass, in the trees, in the way that the clouds formed in the sky.
So it's about finding it in those everyday things.
And that's what I was missing. Yeah. I was seeking in the wrong spaces, but I needed to do that in order to stumble upon the places that I did find that connection. And it's not that I didn't have a connection there. I mean, I do, I'm going to say I love people. I like people from afar. But everybody has their space in their place, right? If I did not go that route and pour all, go all in that space, I wouldn't have known that that wasn't the place for me. And I would have been slowly figuring out maybe I need to do something else versus for me going all in, going to every meeting, volunteering for everything and say, oh, wait, no, I'm empty here. Like this is not the right connection for me. And then going to find that connection. So it's changed to a place of supporting physical rest, because that wasn't something that I was really supportive. I didn't know. I mean, yes, you need to sleep, but there's a difference between sleeping and resting and withdrawing.
I was always so good at sleep, but rest is the thing that like I spend so much of my time talking about now, because that's the missing bridge between good and bad sleep is that rest.
It really is. I mean, I know that there are some people that are perhaps built to function in that way, to just go, 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 go. I am not. And I find that the more I prioritize rest and saying no and withdrawing and finding and doing the things that I like the painting back there. I think there's one over here too that I did. I didn't realize how much I like to color and just see the colors and paint. I'm not gonna, I don't know what will happen. So perhaps I will have some artwork in some museum someday, but I had to find those things and those places and pieces of me. That I think is what's changed from hustle culture, go, 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 to slowing down, pausing, stopping. Meditation is a big part, and mindfulness is a big part of my daily practice. And that is not something that I started out with in this journey.
Yeah, meditation, actually, you know, when people are like, oh, well, I want to try meditation, it's one of the hardest things, being alone with your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you have to start off 30 seconds. You have to build up to that. Like, it's not like you can just start off the bat 10 minutes sitting with your thoughts. It takes a lot of work to get to a place where you're comfortable and you can make it into a daily practice.
I started with, in my most recent, this is a space that I'm going to focus on, again, kind of making that decision that this is what is important to me and what I'm going to prioritize. I have one of the Oral-B, maybe Colgate, I don't know, but it's a toothbrush. It runs for 2 minutes. And so I started my mindfulness practice just brushing my teeth for the 2 minutes. It was only a 2 minute mindfulness. I couldn't commit to 15 minutes, couldn't commit to 20, couldn't commit to a half hour, 40, like that was not going to happen. But I could start my day brushing my teeth for my 2 minutes. And that was my mindfulness practice, because I'm going to brush my teeth every day.
See, and that's a great example of incorporating a habit with something else and incorporating into your daily practice, because then you automatically think, you know, as I'm doing this, this is a space that I'm going to allow myself to be in. And it's like, that's how we form those habits that support us better. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for all of your wisdom that you offered throughout both of these podcasts. It's always amazing to talk to you. Like, I feel like my cup is filled now that I got to speak to you. I was all frazzled with cars and what have you. And speaking with you, you just have this tone in your voice where you just bring it all down and put everything into perspective. So I really
I appreciate you too, Soda. I'm glad. I really would like to hug you right now, but you know, we're in different parts of the city, but a virtual hug is coming your way.
By recognizing the signs of a spiritual rest deficit and taking steps to integrate meaningful practices into your life, you can achieve a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment. The journey towards spiritual rest not only can enhance your sleep quality, but can also enrich your waking hours, leading to a profound personal growth and well-being. Until next time, thank you for listening. I'm back every Wednesday with a new episode, ready to share my knowledge and empower you to take control of your sleep. If you've enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the Doze Podcast. I still have lots to share with you as we work together towards creating solutions around your unique sleep challenges and needs. Until then, remember, you're pure potential if you change how well you sleep. At Start With Sleep, the parent company to the Doze, we're looking to simplify the process of getting you consistent and better sleep. So we're excited to unveil a unique approach to home sleep testing as part of our new model. Our unique device, unlike traditional options, can be used for up to 28 days. It's a convenient, easy-to-use, and wallet-friendly option. Plus, we deliver it free, right to your doorstep with free returns. No more back and forth to doctor's appointments. Also, if you have a sleep disorder, we provide remote appointments that fit your schedule with no travel needed. A prescription for therapy is also provided without the need to spend multiple nights in a sleep lab. Last, it's a great tool for gaining actionable insights on how to improve your sleep. Visit us at startwithsleep.com to schedule yours today.